USA Radio News.
A U.S. aid package for Ukraine and its Eastern European allies grew to around $14 billion on Tuesday. This as lawmakers put finishing touches on a $1.5 trillion government-wide spending bill that leaders hope Congress will enact by week's end. Both Democrats and Republicans rallied behind the Ukraine aid. In related news, gas prices from Russia's invasion triggered the U.S. to ban Russian oil imports on Tuesday. Former National Intelligence Director Rick Grenell told Newsmax the solution to those rising prices is simple.
We need to be able to supply it ourselves. We don't need to go to Venezuela or Iran or Russia. We have the ability to be dominant, provide it for ourselves, and export it to others.
And Netflix has joined a growing number of businesses that have suspended service in Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
A police officer was killed and at least two other officers wounded Tuesday in at least two exchanges of gunfire with a suspect in Missouri. The suspect was also killed. Police said it happened at a shopping center outside Joplin, Missouri. Chinese hackers made themselves at home in state computers. John Hunt explains.
Hackers working on behalf of the Chinese government have broken into computer networks of at least six state governments in the United States in the last year, according to a report released by a private security firm. The report by Mandiant does not identify the compromised states or offer a motive for the intrusions, which began last May and are still continuing. But the Chinese group, believed to be responsible for the breaches, APT-41, is known to launch hacking operations for both old-fashioned espionage purposes and for financial gain.
And the superhero adventure, The Batman, collected $128.5 million in its box office debut. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
President Joe Biden shifted away from the war with Russia to focus on support for military veterans on Tuesday. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
President Biden wants the United States to study whether burn pits in the war on terror caused veterans to develop cancer.
When our troops came home, the fittest among them, the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, too many of them were not the same. Headaches, dizziness, numbness, cancer. We don't know yet enough about the connection between burn pits and each of these diseases.
Biden telling an audience in North Texas he thinks it's possible the environmental exposure was similar to how soldiers in Vietnam got cancer from Agent Orange.
Aaron Rodgers officially confirmed he'll be returning to the Green Bay Packers next NFL season. The star quarterback took to Twitter to announce the news, stating, "Hey everyone, just wanted to clear some things up. Yes, I'll be playing with the Packers next year." In the past year, Rodgers has made headlines regarding the clarity of his contract and his position with the team. Actor Will Ferrell took to the basketball court and warmed up with the slumping Golden State Warriors before they played the Clippers, and it may be just what Steve Kerr's team needed after a five-game losing streak. The comedy star banked in a half-court shot on his second try and attempted to pass to Steph Curry. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.